I wish I could go to Sunday school. I had a sermon all written out on my computer yesterday. It was printed out in 18 font. I noticed something that when I got a new computer, you know, and as I get older, the fonts are smaller. Yeah, I can't see them as well, so it's the computer's fault. They made the font smaller. Yeah. It's the same as the closets in my house. I notice the longer my clothes hang in the closet, the more they shrink. Yeah. But I woke up at 4:45 this morning, which is unusual for me, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And I said, God, why did I get up at 4:45 in the morning? And he said, that's what I want to know. No, that's not what he said. He said, God said, because I want you to preach a message, and I want you to leave the one on your computer on your computer. And I want you to preach the one that I gave you right now. So hopefully, maybe this is a word from the Lord for some people sitting here today. And I was opening a loaf of bread this morning. Now, when I say bread, I'm not just talking about white bread. I'm not talking about Wonder Bread here, okay? We're talking about Great Harvest. Good bread, right? Lots of seeds, you know, whole grains and stuff. I was opening a loaf, and I took out the crust. What do you do with the crust of bread? Some people eat it. Oh, that's my favorite part. I don't. I throw it away. But I don't throw it away anymore. Now, we open the back door and we throw it out in the yard. For who? And who else? In our yard. In our yard, there's chipmunks. Yeah, there's chipmunks in our yard. Well, so we watch during the day, and these chipmunks, they're very cautious, very careful. We have this wall in our backyard. Our backyard looks like just about everybody else's backyard. It's a big wall that separates it from the huge expanse of property behind us that's a utility easement, but it goes on for a long ways. And the chipmunks come right up the other side of that wall, over the top and down this 12-foot drop, and they walk on vertical surfaces. Go figure it out, right? I mean, to them, to the chipmunk, a vertical surface with stucco on it is probably like us climbing a mountain with good handholds and feet holds, right? They come right down that wall, and they sniff around in our yard because they've found out that we throw things like that out in our yard. Leftover cereal and bread. Not pork chops and casserole, but, you know, things that chipmunks will eat, right? So they've gotten used to the fact, a few of them have, that there's nourishment in our yard. And by the way, for those of you who don't know this, when I'm preaching about something, a lot of times I'm preaching about something else. And I've been preaching a lot about the kingdom of God. So anyway, in our yard, a few chipmunks have gotten used to the fact that there's always nourishment there. But there's hundreds and hundreds of chipmunks, maybe even thousands of chipmunks that live in this expanse of burrows behind our yard, but only three or four of them come in. I've even named them. There's one with, you know, I call him George because he's got a little gray hair and is like me, you know. I call him, one of them's Gertrude. You know, they're the same ones, or at least they look the same. Of course, all chipmunks kind of look the same anyway, right? So they come in our yard, they eat the bread, and every once in a while, one will pick up the bread, and a bird will come and try to take it away. And there's this little battle that goes on between the birds and the chipmunks. And they fight for this bread, and the birds usually win. They have a weapon, right? Yeah. So you don't want to get hit by one of those. So I did write a few notes. The chipmunks come looking for bread, but there's one other thing in our yard that they have. See, I got up so early, I couldn't even find a piece of paper. I wrote on my Home Depot advertisement. But there's also a fountain in our yard, and that fountain is fed by the sprinkler little tube, right? And that little tube gets water to that fountain every once in a while. So they come looking not just for bread, but for water. And they find water in my yard. But yet they never seem like they're satisfied. They always come back for more. Every day they come back. In fact, if you think about it, to a chipmunk that lives under the ground, my backyard must look like an entirely different kingdom to them, huh? It must look like a place that's kind of otherworldly because for some reason bread appears on the ground. Go figure. Hey, Harvey, come on, let's go. This house, they have bread on the ground. There's water in the corner. It's a whole other kingdom to them. They have no idea that it's just my backyard. And it's not even a very big backyard. It's pretty small. I've been in Jack's backyard. It's a huge yard. Right, Jack? Jack's yard is big. Yeah, a lot of you have great big yards, you know? I've been in a lot of your yards. They're huge. My yard's small, but to a chipmunk, it's a whole nother kingdom. I noticed lately, since we don't have dogs anymore, the chipmunks have become bolder, less fearful. And now, when they climb up on the wall, they've come to expect to be fed. Can you believe that? Now they're climbing up there expecting to see bread. Kind of like taking advantage of it, like they think I'm going to throw it out there automatically, right? They've come to believe and anticipate that they'll be fed if they come into that kingdom. And that bread, again, will miraculously appear. In fact, as I was sitting there this morning thinking about that, I envisioned a few of them looking at my yard and making little sketches on little tiny post-it notes, little sketches. And they go back to their burrows, and they create an exact replica, right, of my backyard in miniature, little tiny one. You know, and they have the bread in a special place, and they have the water in a special place. They've put all that in this little burrow and this little kingdom underground. It's a miniature replica of my yard. They've done the best they can for chipmunks. They don't have thumbs, you know. I mean, they've got to dig, and it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit strange, but it works for them, right? So they've done this job of putting a replica of my backyard in their burrow. And then I noticed the other day that one of them climbed into the yard, and he took some of the bread, and what looked like way too big a chunk, but these chipmunks are pretty strong, took that bread right over the wall and back over into their burrow to feed the other chipmunks. What a generous thing that was to do, huh? He must have cared for the other chipmunks, or maybe there were some kids in there or something that needed the food that couldn't come over the wall, or maybe the ones that were afraid, he said, hey, come on, I know where this bread is. I'll bring some to you if you're afraid to come in. I know where this otherworldly kingdom is. I know how to find it. I go there all the time. I'll bring some bread to you. And maybe even a little water if I can find something to hold it in. The water's sweet. You know, the water tastes like wine to the chipmunks. I have a hummingbird feeder, too. How many have a hummingbird feeder in their yard? Yeah. See, the hummingbirds really like that, don't they, Jack? I boil a little water, we put a little sugar in it, and then I pour it in this hummingbird feeder. And that hummingbird shows up every morning, bright and early. She tries to get up before I do, but I spot her out there. She's not nearly as fearful as chipmunks. But she finds my yard is a place for sweet water, and it's always there. And if it runs out, I found her yesterday sitting on a branch looking at me a little bit angry. I mean, if you can imagine the angry hummingbird, right? Go paint a picture of that one, angry hummingbird, looking at me because the thing was empty. So this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm boiling sugar water on the stove, you know. Clara's sound asleep. She's probably thinking, what is he cooking out there? Sugar water for the hummingbirds. So they come looking for bread and they come looking for water. And one time when there were three or four chipmunks out in my yard, I opened the door to my house. And they all took off. All the chipmunks took off running. You know that, right? You open your door, the chipmunks are gone. In fact, they come to my yard to find food and drink. And in this case, they even came to find shelter. One of them was hiding under the grill. I went to start cooking. I moved the grill a little bit, and he took off and ran up the wall and down the other side, just as scared as could be. When I opened the door, they ran. Can you imagine that? If somebody opens the door to another kingdom, what would you do? Would you want to go in and explore that great kingdom that's otherworldly, or would you run away? That's a good question. Well, the chipmunks all ran, and I don't know why they ran, because there was nothing to fear. I don't own a BB gun. I'm not like Nick. I don't have a pellet gun, Nick, so I'm not after those chipmunks. They have nothing to fear from me. In fact, I'm the one that throws the bread out, although I don't think any of them have actually seen me throw that bread out there. I'm the one that throws it out there. If they had seen me, they would think I was God, you know, if they knew that I was the one providing the bread. Everybody's welcome in my yard. I mean, all the chipmunks, they can come in. Only a few of them do. But you see, my yard is not like their burrow. Their underground burrow is a safe place. And there's other safe places around. And my yard is strange. In order to come in, they have to kind of change their way of thinking. They get a little afraid because it's a different world. It's a different kingdom than what they're used to. The rules have changed. They come into my yard. It never runs out of nourishment. It never runs out of water. But this great big guy opens the door and they all take off running. When Jesus died on the cross and he rose again from the dead, he opened the door to a kingdom that's not of this world. He opened the door to a wonderful, beautiful kingdom where there's always refreshment and it never runs out. There's always bread and water and wine in abundance. There's always nourishment and something to eat, something to drink, something to feed on, to nourish yourself. He opens that door and he says, come on in. And some of us are like the chipmunks. As soon as the door is open, we run away. Because there's other kingdoms out there that aren't so strange to us as the kingdom of God. They're much more comfortable. And so we go to those kingdoms over there. Because they require nothing of us. There's no wall to climb up and to get over to come into that kingdom. But do you know what the wall is to enter the kingdom of God? Do you know what that wall is called? It's called baptism. Did you hear that? The wall that goes into the kingdom of God is called baptism, and it's not a high wall at all. God welcomes everybody who wants to come into his kingdom and says, he opens the door and says, come on in. Repent, be baptized, and I'll call you my child. And I'll take care of you forever. And I'll never go away. And we can walk into that kingdom and not be afraid. Because he's not sitting up there with a BB gun. Or, some of you need to hear this, he's not sitting up there with a chalkboard. Ah, there's another one. Sinned again. God's not doing that. Doesn't matter what you've heard all the days of your life. God is not up there keeping score. He loves you unconditionally. I don't love my chipmunks. I don't even know them, really, but they're cute to watch. They're cute to watch, okay? And I won't use the word cute very many times in a sermon because it's something that Claire always says when we go into a shopping store. You know, I give her 30 seconds and the word cute comes out. So I don't use it very often, okay? Next, don't put it. All right. But God loves you because he knows your name. I named my chipmunks, but that's not really their name. But you know what? God knows your name. He knows you intimately. He knew everything you were ever going to do in all the days of your life before you did it. And guess what? He loves you anyway. He loves you anyway. And he opens that big door and says, come on into my kingdom. Be baptized and you're in. Be baptized and you're in. What a wonderful initiation that is, huh? So baptism is the wall we climb, if you want to put it that way, to get into the kingdom of God. Today we're going to have a baptism. Whew, I'm excited. Chelsea Miller, you're excited to be baptized. It's entrance into the church, entrance into the kingdom of God. Jesus said, and this is written in the book of Revelation, he said, listen, everybody, I'm writing this to you. I'm saying this to you. I stand at the door and knock. I'm standing at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in. See, he opens his door, but you've got to open yours. You have to open the door of your heart and say, come on in, Jesus. Come on in, live here. See, that way you're, to God, you're much higher than a chipmunk. Trust me on that one. He loves you intimately, personally, for who you are. So don't turn him away. Don't run when he opens the door. Enter on in to his presence. Amen? Amen. Amen.